I thought you very happy. You had found your ideal. A fine, good-sized man, always well-dressed, with yellow gloves, his beard well-shaven, patent leather boots, a clean shirt, exquisitely neat, and so attentive.
Yes, yes, go on.
In short, quite an elegant man. His voice was femininely sweet, and then such gentleness. And his promises of happiness and liberty. His sentences were veneered with rosewood. He stocked his conversation with shawls and laces. In his smallest expression, you heard the rumbling of a coach and four. Your wedding presents were magnificent. Armand seemed to me like a husband of velvet, of a robe of bird's feathers in which you were to be wrapped. Jealous of whom? We never leave each other, and that, in itself, is an annoyance. I can't stand it. I don't dare to gape. I'm expected to be forever enacting the woman in love. It's fatiguing.
Caroline?
Well?
What are you going to do?
Resign myself. What are you?
Fight the customs office.